and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day we stand in an epic spiritual battle between good and evil, and safety is of the Lord. This is Truth Dealer Radio. Warning believers to wake up and be sober, encouraging believers to stand on the Word of God, and motivating believers to be truth dealers with a bold witness for Jesus Christ in these end times. And now the host of Truth Dealer Radio, Brian Moonen.
It's Truth O'Clock.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio, where no matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. And I'm Brian Moonen, and I'm sounding the alarm, asking you to wake up and join the battle for truth. The truth is God's Word. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. And praise God for that. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. I've had some time off here. I want to thank everybody for praying for me and for my family. Maybe you don't know, but my brother passed away on January 25th, which was actually our father's birthday also. And he passed away, so we had a lot of things to take care of, and we've been grieving. So there's so much to say there, but this is a pretty personal matter. So I just want to thank you for praying and for keeping us in prayer. I know all of you are going through your own struggles also, and I do try to pray for you, if not by name, just by whoever's out there. And God knows, God certainly knows who's listening, and I'm thankful for each and every one who is out there praying and listening and joining with us in this battle. So, you know, these are trying times, and God is there. I mean, He is really, really there. And if you haven't been through things like this, you will. And it's amazing how God can use these things to strengthen us. What the devil thinks will harm us, actually God uses it to strengthen us and to bring glory to His name. And God does get the glory in all of it. God is so merciful. He reaches out to the dying with the truth. He reaches people, and men and women make choices. And what else can you say? I'm not going to get too personal in this show, because I'm trying not to make the show about me, other than the fact that I do talk about my business. The business, KJVPrepper.com, is the main sponsor of this show. And the show is listener supported. So if you ever want to donate, there's a way to do that, truthdealer-radio.com. But other than that, I try not to get into a lot of ins and outs. I would never get to a Bible study if I was always just talking about my life and everything that was going on. But it's not about me. It's about God, this show. And it's about getting the truth out there. And that's actually what our business is about, too. That's why I like to combine the two things. We have the one of the designs is called Truth Dealer. And it's John 14:6. You know, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Doesn't matter who you are. If you die without Christ, you die in your sins and you go to hell. Doesn't matter what anybody else believes. It's between you and God. And you never know when that day is going to come. Some people, it comes in an instant, unexpected, fast, without warning. Other people have a lot of warning. Don't ask me why. But then again, the people who are judged quickly, I'm sure they had a lot of warnings, other kinds of warnings. If they reject, they reject. Their lives are shortened. Nobody understands how God works that all out. But this show is, this study that I did was from a few weeks ago that I didn't record because we've been going through all this family events. So, and it's about rest. Rest is only found in Jesus Christ. And it can be another review for a lot of us, but this is just what I was going through the scriptures, what I was led to make a little outline for all of us to go through. And it's really an encouragement, and it's also a warning at the same time. Like everything in the Word of God, there's a contrast. If you're not saved, most of what's there that's an encouragement for the saved, it's a warning to you because there's a contrast. It isn't true for everyone. It's true for God's people. A lot of the things and promises and the comforts, a thing that is a comfort to me is a warning to someone else. So we're going to go through all this, Lord willing. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, when people are sick, the modern medicine, the doctors, they say they want to make the people comfortable. They use that term a lot. And inevitably, the patient ends up resting a lot. They sleep because they're all doped up on medicine. And, you know, this is not the kind of rest that Jesus gives. Because Jesus gives eternal rest, he gives eternal life, and he gives us rest from trying to work our way into heaven. He gives us rest for our soul, Jesus said, for our soul. Not just a knockout drug that lays you down and lets you be quote-unquote pain-free. The true pain in your soul, in your mind, and in eternity waiting for people in hell is not going to be cast aside or denied by any kind of drug or modern dope that they pump into a person. That pain will never be removed. That pain can only be removed by Jesus Christ, by faith in the Lord. He can remove it. Nobody else can. Other religions teach us, you know, to work your way to heaven. Only Jesus Christ offers us rest. True rest. It's a free gift. He says, "I will give you rest," okay? He will give it. He doesn't say you can buy it. He will give it. It is only available through him. Isaiah 57:20-21 says, "But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." And, you know, you see it in a lot of times in the paper, so-and-so passed away peacefully. What does that mean? I mean, literally, sometimes it just means they were laying there. They weren't flailing around. They weren't jumping up and down. They were peaceful. They were asleep. Or they were resting because they were getting enough drugs to stop a train. So I think that a lot of times is... So there's no scene, obviously, so the family doesn't have to watch their loved ones suffer. But boy, in the old days, a man could be brought to repentance with a little bit of sober knowledge that he had to go and meet God and face God. And he had to go through a little bit of pain, but that the pain that was awaiting was far greater than any earthly pain. God can use that to wake a person up and to humble a person. But now... we have the modern ways, and it's all based on compassion, they say. And I certainly am not against being compassionate and helping people relieve pain. but I think it does cross a line between doping somebody out of their mind and basically euthanizing them with so much pain medicine. It gets a little weird these days. But Jesus is always there to give that rest, that free rest. There's no drug that brings it. Repent and believe the gospel. Jesus will make you a new creature. He washes away your sins. He takes away all the guilt of your sin against God because he paid the price on the cross. And he rose from the dead. Jesus didn't get any pain drugs when he was on the cross. No, no. No, he didn't. He suffered for you. He suffered for me. He suffered for the sins of mankind, all the sins of the world. He didn't get a pass on that. But then he rose from the dead and defeated death. Oh, death, where is thy sting? If you believe in Jesus, there is no sting. It's defeated. The devil is defeated. Death is defeated. Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. Amen. Praise God. But there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. It doesn't matter if they look peaceful. What's going on in their soul is torment. And when they die, they do not go to heaven unless they are born again. That's what Jesus said. And it doesn't matter how much you love the person or who they are. It's the same for everyone. It's the same. You cannot say, well, because I love that person, it's probably some exception, some kind of way that, you know. No, the Bible says what it says. And the fact is God loves the world so much he sent his only begotten son. If our loved ones reject Jesus, it's not Jesus' fault. It's not. He tried to reach them. He did reach them in many, all cases. People hear the truth and they reject it based on whatever reason, their pride, their love of their sin, or that they have seared their conscience with so much sin and that they just cannot receive the knowledge of the truth. They're so dead in their sin that they refuse to seek after God. When we come back, we'll keep going through this Bible study here and continue to think about the rest, the free rest that is in Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll be right back on Truth Dealer Radio.
Truth Dealer Radio is listener supported. If you are led to support this ministry, there is a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com. Since 2016, KJV Prepper has been providing quality, original Christian apparel and gear that will witness to non-believers and encourage believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. All designs are original, and all apparel is printed here at the KJV Prepper Workshop in beautiful upstate New York. Visit KJVPrepper.com for effective Christian apparel, worn to warn.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. So at KJVPrepper.com, we have added a lot of new stuff the past few weeks. We've added some new winter wear, kind of like some vests, more hoodies, a lot of different kinds of things. If you want to check it out, that's where they are. KJVPrepper.com. And even coffee mugs. I'm drinking out of mine right now. Need a lot of coffee. There's a blizzard today. And God is good. God is getting us through one day at a time. You know, we don't always do things we feel like doing, right? In life. I've talked about that before. But you know God wants you to do it. And God sends people to encourage us. I've gotten a lot of beautiful notes. Thank you to any of the listeners that write to me. Sometimes they send me in my P.O. box a little note of encouragement, or sometimes an email. They write to me, brian@kjvprepper.com. And you just have no idea how encouraging it is, because it's not that often, and it's really helpful. So sincere thank you to all of you who take the time to do that. It's really helped me, especially recently. So thanks again for that. But talking about resting in the Lord, Psalm 37:7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Okay, and there's other verses that remind us, someday you're not going to be able to find those people. You're going to look for them, and they're going to be gone, the wicked. They did all this stuff. It seemed like they were never going to stop what they were doing. Before you know it, the day will come when they're going to be gone off the earth, and you won't be able to find them. And eventually, the whole earth will be cleansed from any wickedness. Jesus Christ will rule and reign. The sinners will be destroyed. But in this lifetime, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and he does so in our heart. He can destroy the old man and raise you up a new creature. Praise God, okay? He destroyed me and raised me from the dead spiritually. The old man dies and the new man is born. It's being born again. It's a spiritual birth, also known as conversion, also known as being saved, also known as salvation. God saves our soul, amen. And there's something that happens there. It isn't just a unknown thing that happens in the silence. There's a testimony there. People will hear about it when you get saved. It doesn't happen in secret, because we're saved for his namesake. We're saved so that God can get the glory. It isn't about us. It isn't just so that you don't go to hell. No, no, no. We're saved for God's glory. God will get the glory. The Lord Jesus Christ will get the credit, the glory, the honor for our salvation forever and eternity. And there's not going to be anyone there who did not somehow testify of that while they were alive. I don't believe it's a secret. So praise God that it's a free gift, and he calls us while we are yet sinners. He comes, he loves us, he comes to us and brings us the truth, and then people have a reckoning. They have a choice to make. Amen. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." You see, there's two ways to do. There's people who seek those paths and seek the Lord and his rest. And then there's those that stubbornly reject, and they say, no, no, we will not walk therein. We don't want to walk your way. We don't want you to lead. We don't want to follow you. So they cling to unbelief. Hebrews 3:18 through 19 says, "And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not." Okay, Jesus told those that believed not, you're not going to enter into my rest. So God in the Old Testament, this is referring back to Old Testament, but it's the concept there. So we see that they could not enter because of unbelief. The point is that they rejected, they refused to believe, and they will not enter into God's rest. They will not rest in peace if they reject the Lord Jesus. They will not. Okay, that's what God said. Now, try and tell me that's unjust. Okay, if you make a big meal for somebody and you go and get a starving person and you bring them in and say, "Look, I made all this food for you. This is all for you. It's free. Please sit down. I've been wanting to share this with you. Have a seat and just enjoy this meal with us." And the person looks at you and spits in your face and says, no way. I don't need your food and I don't want your food. I'm out of here. And they leave and they storm out. Then they go out and they die from hunger. Now, is that your fault? I don't think it is. I think that's a person, a wicked person who was prideful and rejected a free gift instead of admitting they needed that help and that beautiful free offering. They turned away. They turned away, and it's hard to understand why anybody would do that, but people do it all the time. And they do it to God himself because they reject his son. They reject the way, the truth, and the life that he provides. They say, no, no, I don't care if you say that's the way. I'm going to find my own way. I don't need your way. And then God destroys them. But they get what they asked for, so to speak. They get what they requested. But still, the Lord calls and offers them eternal rest. Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Psalm 116:7-9. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. There's only one way to eternal life. It's faith in the Lord. Faith in Jesus Christ. I don't care what all these people that are on TV or these preachers or these shamans or witches or New Age authors, Oprah and all the rest. I don't care what they say. They're lying. Jesus is the truth. Jesus Christ. That's the other thing. His gift is free. He's not trying to make a dime off of you. He's not trying to tell you you need to do these steps and those steps. It's all in him. All you have to do is agree with God the Father and his word that you are a sinner and ask him to forgive you. Yes, it's called repentance and humbling yourself and being meek or lowly of heart, as it says in the Bible. Humble, not prideful, not haughty, not tough. But that's not a work that you do. That's God touching your heart and you receiving and saying, yes, please, thank you. Yes, I do put my trust in you. Have faith in him. And you need to go and hear what his word says about it. Amen? And for God's sake, for the sake of God himself, don't make these decisions if you have never read the Bible. Go and read it again, even if you read it before. Read the Gospel of John. At least, and you see what the Lord Jesus Christ himself said. Don't believe these 2020 modern day fools on TV, even the ones that claim they're Christians. A lot of them they're preaching a false gospel. It's all about money and material wealth and politics and everything else. Don't listen to that. This is about your soul. This is about, we broke the Ten Commandments, all of us. We broke God's law and we're guilty. Just the same way if somebody came up and broke into your house and killed your child, they would be guilty. And you would demand a just punishment for their sin against you and against creation. This is the ultimate sin, sinning against God. So no, people don't get a pass because they were well-liked or because of any accomplishments that they had in their life or because we love them. Because that's what I'm trying to say. You know, God loved them more than we did. God loves the people. He loves the world so much that he came and took on flesh and suffered and died on the cross. He chose to demonstrate how much he loves. you. He took the actual punishment that we should have to pay, and he took it on himself. It's not a scam. And then he said, it is finished. He paid the price. He went and was buried. He died and he was buried, and he rose again from the dead. And now he's calling everyone to repentance and faith. Believe in me. Come, learn about me. I will give you rest unto your soul. You don't have to do all these steps and programs and ceremonies and weird things that are satanic to have this fake version of peace and then die and go to hell. No, you can have real peace in Christ and eternal life in Christ right now. Amen. Hebrews 4:9 says that there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. See, unbelief destroys. Unbelief, it's the ultimate tool of Satan. And, you know, he doesn't want you to have unbelief in anything. You can believe anything you want, according to him. You can believe in witches. You can believe in Hollywood. You can believe in sports. You can believe in paganism. You can believe in anything you want, as long as you have unbelief when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know that's true, what I'm saying. The world and all the servants of the devil, they don't care if you talk about Santa Claus or anything, any imaginary thing or any other religion or anything. The name of Jesus Christ divides. And all of a sudden, get out of the room. You're upsetting me. Well, it's because the truth divides. And Jesus said, I came not to bring peace to the earth, but a sword. Amen. And the word of God cuts and divides like a sword, because it cuts and divides in the heart, truth from error. And God shines the light and shows you the truth that you need to be saved. Amen. And that is why we go to preach and share the truth with people, even when they don't think they want to hear it. It's because God is extending his mercy and his love to those people. Amen. But I want to thank you again for listening. Tune in again next time. God bless you all. Be strong.
Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. TruthDealerRadio.com.
You keep talking about Jesus, some folks out there just might be listening.